Linda Woods, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Woods, W-O-O-D-S. Date of birth is April 14th, 1947. This is for date of service, 10-27-2022. Mrs. Woods is a 75-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 2 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in the 1990s. She also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, coronary artery disease, GERD, osteoarthritis, stenosis of her lumbar spine, Barrett's esophagitis, and her diabetes is complicated by chronic kidney disease stage 3. For her diabetes, she is currently on glipizide 10 milligrams twice daily, glimepiride 4 milligrams twice daily, and she failed metformin due to diarrhea. She failed pioglitazone due to weight gain. She tried Trulicity, and this made her sick and have GI side effects. And Mounjaro caused her stomach pain as well, period. Her latest hemoglobin A1C is 10.4%. For breakfast, she usually eats a hard-boiled egg and a banana. Lunch is usually leftovers, 3-bean salad and cheese. Dinner is usually a meat, a potato, and a vegetable. She snacks on veggie chips. She swims for exercise. Plan number one for her type 2 diabetes, her current hemoglobin A1C is 10.4%. She has high glycemic excursions. I would like to reduce her glycemic control slowly. The patient has an intolerance to multiple medications. She failed metformin due to diarrhea. She failed Trulicity due to GI side effects of sickness. She failed Mounjaro due to stomach pain. She failed pioglitazone due to weight gain. Therefore, I will start her slowly and add Soliqua 15 units once daily and continue glipizide 10 milligrams twice a day. Recheck hemoglobin A1C and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel prior to her return. Next number for her hypothyroidism, continue thyroid hormone replacement, and we will check a thyroid function panel, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. I will also check a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level in order to check for autoimmune thyroid disease. Next number for her hyperlipidemia, check a current lipid panel. Next number for her chronic kidney disease, stage 3, continue to follow up with her primary care provider. Next number for her diabetic peripheral neuropathy, she's on gabapentin, 300 milligrams. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.